Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. It's primary election day in Wyoming, and several races will be decided today. Among the more hotly contested races are the bids to fill retiring State Senator Hank Coe's seat for District 18. Four candidates, all Republicans, are vying for the seat and spending big money to try to win votes. Former Park County Commissioner Tim French, State Representative David Northrup, Stephanie Bell, and Richard Jones will face each other in today's election. In House District 24, incumbent Sandy Newsom will try to defend her position against Nina Weber and Scott Court. Dan Larson is facing a last-minute challenge from write-in candidate Justine Larson for House District 25. And in the race for county commission, incumbents Lee Livingston and Jake Fulkerson hope to survive challenges from former Powell mayor and current city councilman Scott Mangold and Ted Smith. Here in Powell, the race is on for city council seats, with Jeff Hovian and James Andrews vying for Ward 1. Leslie Spencer and Heath Streeter will spar over Ward 3. According to published reports, over $100,000 has been spent on this year's primary, with tens of thousands of dollars spent from outside groups. The polls are open until 7 p.m., and election results can be found online at parkcounty.us. Here in Park County, the number of positive COVID-19 cases is falling, and most people who have tested positive have recovered. This bit of positive news comes even as three more Wyoming residents have succumbed to the disease, bringing the statewide total to 33. All three of the latest fatalities were vulnerable to the coronavirus due to underlying health conditions. There has been just three confirmed cases found this last week here in Park County, and the trends have been positive enough to relax some of the health recommendations the state has put forth, including on outdoor gatherings, which now may number as high as 1,000, with social distancing strongly encouraged.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
A viral video shared to Facebook shows Casper police struggling with a man who's on the pavement near CY Avenue and Wyoming Boulevard. Police say the man, Jordan Fritz, was believed to have recently assaulted a nearby store employee unprovoked. He was also allegedly under the influence of alcohol. Casper Police Department Information Officer Rebecca Ladd said Fritz was walking along the roadway when police attempted to make contact with him. Fritz reportedly made lunges at the officers in the middle of the road, impeding traffic. He also yelled so belligerently he spat in their faces. The video depicts officers struggling with Fritz, and at one point, officers appeared to strike him. A taser was also deployed during the struggle. Ladd said as soon as Fritz was handcuffed, he was stood up and led to a patrol car. He declined medical aid. Fritz was arrested on recommended charges of interference with a police officer, pedestrian under the influence of alcohol, and simple assault. Ladd said all use of force incidents are reviewed and investigated. The Wyoming Supreme Court has denied an ex-prosecutor's request to bar the public from his upcoming disciplinary hearing. Attorneys representing former Teton County Deputy Prosecutor Beckett Hinckley said
Hinckley's disciplinary hearing should be private. The Wyoming State Bar's Mark Gifford filed an objection, leading his response with an Edward Teller quote, "Unfortunately, secrecy, once accepted, becomes an addiction. It is a difficult habit to kick." Gifford's argument is that the hearing should be open to the public because the issues stem from a criminal case that drew constant press coverage in Jackson. Their arguments came after the local newspaper inquired about attending the hearings in order to cover it. The Jackson Hole News and Guide had covered the allegations brought by the bar against Hinckley and covered the criminal case from which his misconduct allegations stem. Ultimately, the Wyoming Supreme Court agreed and filed an order denying Hinckley's petition, but justices didn't include their reasoning. The Wyoming State Bar brought a formal charge against Hinckley last year, alleging several counts of prosecutorial misconduct during an aggravated assault case against Josh Black, whose conviction was reversed in 2017 by the Wyoming Supreme Court. The disciplinary hearing is scheduled for October 26th through the 29th in Casper at the Holiday Inn Casper East on Granite Peak Drive. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.